Yes, good morning from wherever you're listening. This is a live broadcast and we are welcoming Eminem Pierfons from wherever they are on this morning of 25th of April 2016. We are live where the Red God Almighty is in charge. Today is the day of the court proceeding, of course, in the High Court, and tomorrow I think is that of the Appeal Court. Now, today is Appeal Court. Let me just get the facts right. I am getting some information from Abuja, and I need to indeed sort one or two things before coming by. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. On the spot, I count on where you are, please. Very important.
You must not practice wickedness to actualize it, so God will never support idolatry, cheating, lying, and most especially, God will not support anything that is antichrist. Buhari is antichrist, you know? You must not be deceived. Anyone or enemies, you must not be deceived. Obono na ego, na emeka ndi nduku kotuku di kambaka na emezi. Obono na 50 million naira, ya emeka ndi igwe na na biafra bulu Muslims. Then I don't know. Maka ilego, let not let biafra sink with Nigeria, you know? Nigeria is dead, but God is not dead, you know? And biafra will advance. Yeah.
This is a live broadcast, and if you are in Abuja and vicinity, if you are in Biafra land, we want to know what is happening where you are. This is a special morning edition on this day, the 25th of April 2016. We are live where the God Almighty is in charge. Good morning, can you hear me?
Good morning, I can hear you, my deputy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, welcome to the program.
I am Evangelist Joseph Nwojike.
Yes, welcome to the program, thank you very much.
I'm not strong enough to vote for protest, but I want to pray for director.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead and pray.
Okay. You are the mighty God in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty God in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty God in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty God in battle. Glory be your name. Ibo Nebikenaya. El Shaddai, Ibo Nebikenaya. Okwere Kwame Yao. Ibo Nebike Maya. Jehovah Nissi. Ibo Nebike Maya. Rombe Bebi. Father, we thank you again today because you are God. From eternity to eternity, you remain God. Father, here we are again today. Your children, the dear friends, mighty Jehovah, we have been calling upon you and we know that you are answering us. This day again, the 25th of April 2016, Father, our director, Nnamdi Kanu, and the others are going to court, my Father. And God, you say the heart of the king is in your hands. That you direct them like water to do your will. Father, the heart of the judge, the heart of Buhari, they are in your hands, mighty Jehovah. Father, this day again, my Father, turn their hearts to do your will. And your will, you said, the thought you have for us is the thought of good. You have good thoughts for Nnamdi Kanu. Father, direct their hearts to release him today in the name of Jesus Christ. That you set aside the nasty judgment that social met. Father, that this morning again, that you will direct the heart of the judge that is in charge today to set that judgment aside and release him and the Kanu and the other two without conditions in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you told us in Isaiah 45:19 that you did not ask us to seek you in vain. You said you did not speak in secret, that you declare it openly that we shall seek you and we shall find you. Mighty Jehovah, you said if they can change the covenant of the day, that there will be no day or night, then they can change covenant you have with us, the Biafrans and the Nnamdi Kanu. Father, they cannot change the covenant of day and night. Therefore, today again, mighty Jehovah, show them that you are in charge. Show them that you are in control. Show them that only your will happen. Show them that only your counsel will stand. Therefore, we nullify every other judgment. We nullify every other counsel. You say that any man that stands against us in judgment, we shall condemn. We condemn their judgments. We condemn their secret meetings. They shall not prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, only your counsel shall stand. That, Lord, it shall be said of you that you have done it again. In the name of Jesus Christ, that today we shall rejoice that Nnamdi and all the Biafrans are free. Because as you deliver Nnamdi, you will also deliver Biafra. That we shall have our freedom. That we shall no longer be part of Nigeria. That we shall come to our land and we shall live in our land without molestation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, all other Biafrans who have been incarcerated in the prisons of God, mighty Jehovah, as you delivered Paul and Silas from prison, as you delivered Peter from prison, Father, deliver them also in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we know that you have answered our prayers. We are waiting for manifestation. Nothing can stop it, oh God. The Prince of Persia cannot stand against our prayer. Father, we know you have heard us. That this day, mighty Jehovah, you will do your miracle. Our director said that the Biafra will be the last miracle on earth. Father, do that miracle. That people will fear you. That those who think it is impossible will fear you. That they will know that you are God. That your hand is with us. That they will know that you are the one that ordered what will happen. Thank you because you know you have answered. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you too. Thank you. Let's call on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Yes, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
My name is Chukwuneka Obiora.
Yes. Welcome to the program.
I'm a full member of IPL from Abba.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, the evening before they shoot all down at Abba, at National High School, Abba. I was there. I witnessed everything. Even as I'm talking to you now, one of my brother, my nephew, my mother, their last born is nowhere to be found since December. It's nowhere to be found.
But we have been announcing this thing, and we said let people who are looking for their family members come forward. And you never came forward. I don't know when it is late, and then we start running around. You need to get that information across. Can you hear me? It's no more there. If you're hearing me, you need to get this information across to the principal officers of state, from your zone coordinator to your zone coordinator, Breferland coordinator to COC. You can as well get the information, send it as a text message across to me here, so that we will be able to take record of whatever is happening. If you are looking for your family members, especially since August 2015 up until date, between that period and now, you need to report this, very important, because the Hausa Fulanis and Muhammad Buhari led government are out there to do some dirty jobs. They killed our brothers, they killed our youths, and now they said it is Hausa Fulanis that IPOB family members murdered. We want those corpses, and we want autopsy performed on them, and the DNA test as well. Another thing that they are doing is to transport corpses from northern part of Bizuko, Nigeria, to Biafaland, and then say that IPOB family members were actually the people who did it. But they cannot win the spirit of Biafra. We remain peaceful, and we remain a people that have a tradition to respect for human rights, respect for rule of law, and we value human lives. It's as simple as that. That is why we haven't reacted to all the things that they are doing to us. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. On a day, the leader of Indian people of Biafra and the Kano is billed to be in court. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. And of course, we are covering the events surrounding the court case that we have today. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
good morning. Yes, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes, we are saying the Court of Appeal and Kamabuja. The senior for the union of the belt of our other director and the county. But the appeal did not proceed. Because the judges are a conference, press conference, and they are which we later find out that the case of our appealing did not get to the court. So they did not file the case yet. So the testifier is not here. They did not identify us here. So Sanoba then appealed with the judge that we have to choose a new death. So the judge accepted, and the case has been postponed.
What is happening? You mean the case was filed, but they never processed it. That's what it is. They deliberately
did. It's not in the court of appeal. So we came and found out that the case file is not there. So we asked the chief judge to give us the new date of the appeal at the bail of our director on the panel. And the chief judge just said our request. And gave us next week, Thursday, 26th of May, 2016, in the year of 2001.
These people.
So the comment that, yes, next week, Thursday, that 5th of May, 2016. So we are coming back to Court of Appeal here in Abuja. So according to the chief judge, they are... Because is that they can't treat the kind of case today in the Court of Appeal because of the press conference they're having. So that is the reason why the case did not come up today.
Let me understand. Did you say 15th or 5th of May? Let me understand.
I said 5th.
Yes, okay.
Thursday next week.
Yes, go ahead.
Thursday next week. Then. So we'll be coming back for the appeal. That next week will be for the appealing for the bell of our director and the panel. So we are coming here next week. Then tomorrow we'll be heading to Federal High Court, Abuja, the same area, to appeal for the ruling of a Tozo about our director about the witness hearing Max or not. Then another thing I have to tell you here today is that inside the courtroom was filled up with IPOB members. That is, we are so excited. People turned up today. And there is court outside the gate. There is court of course outside the gate that the DSS and the police did not allow to get it. Before you get it, you have to identify yourself very clearly. If you are here for the camera, that means they will stop you at the gate. And also, we have a journalist, a white woman that came in. You know, he was there throughout. And right now, I believe that she's doing her interview with her. Barrister, yes or no? Yes, our barrister. So they are on interview with him. So the squad of police that I saw here today is not to mention that they are almost more than 200 squad here today in the Court of Appeal.
Yes, it's important you repeat. 200 what? Very important.
Sir?
Yeah, I said 200 what? It's very important that the world understand it.
Please, officer.
Right.
All DSS and the police, both on blue and black, they are in different colors.
Yes.
Of the affair. So that is only happening because today. So we believe that tomorrow we still have fair hearing from the High Court. And then we win. But our director always said that at the end, we shall always win. So we'll be hoping to come back to Court of Appeal on the 6th of May, that is on Thursday of May 2016. Come and hear their appeal. Come and know what they have for us, and appealing for the release, for the bail of our director, Nando Kofano.
Yes.
That is what that happened.
Right, very, very important. I hope our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, was in court as well. Was he in court?
No. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, he did not attend court today. He's not in court. He did not appear. But I believe that the police thought that he's coming to court because there's a lot of press here. There's a lot of press. So that everybody was just like, they thought that the director would be coming today, but did not appear in court of appeal.
Right.
He didn't come today. So we'll be expecting him to, tomorrow, like I said, the High Court. You know how he's saying about the attack on him last time. Then, South Europe, I have a lot of things to say about to my people over there, both in the other land and those that are outside the country. So, what I have to tell them is that nobody should try to sabotage our director or the struggle for IPOB again, because the forces in this struggle is much more elder than them, more bigger than them. What I mean, they can't even control when the wrath of God will come upon them. Because I am seeing many handwritings on the wall, which I can mention now. But I'm just telling everybody that is sabotaging us, that is making secrets concerning our director, concerning any IPOB member, concerning the struggle. Let that person repent for the love of God and fall upon him, not only him or her, upon his generation, both unborn and the born one. Because the sabotage is too much. The people that encourage Ikebito to come and say that he is the leader of indigenous people of the Biafra. And Ikebito said, they said that he and they defeated it on Thursday. Let me come back to Son or Vanguard and write it there and say it there. That is where we saw it. So let them come back to Vanguard or Son and write it again and say it openly for the whole world to hear.
Yeah, it appears that report is no more there. I don't know whether they removed it or what. I've been searching for it and
Well, I believe in Biafra land I have I will check because I bought the newspaper.
Yes, the hard copy, right? It's very important.
Yes, I believe I still have it. If I just get home, I will check on it. Then if I get, I will send you the front, because it is a front page. I will send you the front page of it. both teachers in our next generation and Dara, and they are killed, the chief and the pedophile called the Buhari, is devouring everybody here in the zoo called Nigeria. So, the idea, I will send the copy of it. So, if they want to denounce what they said, they should go back to where they started before. You have to start from the beginning. You don't have to come at the extent of water and say that you want to block, as in clean the water. Why did not start from the head? Let them go from the head, both the IPOB members that are supporting him, that brought him up, both from outside and from their land. They know themselves. They know themselves. We know you all, but we're going to take you people one after another. That is a promise. And I said, so I'll make it to come here and spoke to them and always be there. So let you people stop whatsoever of it happening. You people are drawing us back. And we don't need anything that's going to bring the first thing. And anybody that stands in our front, as in our front, you send that person down. And she's saying it. Yes, sir. Our debt. Yes, sir. Our debt. If you thought that it's a church day, it's not a church day. Of course, there are many people that lost their lives because of this thing. There are many stones. Many people, in a family, you come and see the only son fell down. And then turn your back on them to come and sabotage what they fought for and died for. Well, it's not called for. It's not the normal thing to do. It's very bad. It's very bad. Even to our ancestors, it's very bad. It's not good. So let all of us repent from whatever we are doing, from anything we have committed. Let us repent from it. Because I don't think that you achieve anything in it. Rather, you are putting yourself and your generation in a cause that they will never be lifted from them. So you are copying your generation. You are making your children unborn, both the one that is already been born. You are making their life uncomfortable. You are making their life uncomfortable for them. So let us stop this sabotage and let us get our love there for you. So that you guys that are outside will come to your home and do whatever you want to do, establish it as you like, as you wish it to be. So, let's just stop all these things. Some people are dragging us back and you don't like it. After planning what we do, you go and link it to the zoo, things of zoo, honey. Is that what we suffer? Is that why the people lost their life here in their land? What is tough for them is I will wash off my hands. Because I can't be fighting for a friend. I will know that my people will still be turning on me. And even people will be saying that it's the government that is holding me. Nobody is holding us. We are holding ourselves. We have the knife and the yam on our hands. Whoever we caught, we eat. So let us not use, because the yam and the knife is on our hands, and we use it for nothing. We just misuse it. It's very bad. So for whichever, for if you like to speak to other BIFRs, I think I have here the coordinator of Abuja and the Iboko as president. And then Iboko as president. So if you would like to speak to any of them, then I will be able to give them the same to speak to you.
If they want to say anything, let them go ahead. Let them go ahead if they want to say anything.
All right, sir. Let me give the Abuja coordinator the thing.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good morning. Abuja coordinator. I'm in a pickup right now. In premise, aside premise. Just with me. I joined in our name was not listed to this court.
Yes, you said your name is Ward. Yeah, Abuja coordinator, your name is Ward.
My name is Victor Okebu. Sorry, sir.
Right, thank you very much. Go ahead.
So, today's court, we are joining next week on 5th. Okay. So why you are joined? Because of your not listed today. I can't just say why is the why. No, something happened in the court. So, they did not list you today. The matter should be right out to you. We are very, very sorry. Everybody was very weak. Why should there be such a thing? When our son was very, very annoyed. Yeah. So why should be something that we have fighting a bit to speak to today? Or they say no, the judges say no, they are joining it on 5th of May. So they're waiting on settlement. Tomorrow is our high court, so we go on high court tomorrow to see what will happen. And even today, we have a court today, high court today again, about massacre. So we expect to hear from there so what happened.
Yes, you said there is a high court word today?
There is high court today, yeah, of course, today.
Which case is that one?
That is Abama Saka.
All right, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, right, thank you very much.
All right, yeah.
Hello, Function Echo.
Yes, hello.
Let me give this out.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go hello. Ahead. Yes, hello.
Hello, Uche. Yeah, Uche, good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all the affairs all over the world. My name is Ibukwe Emmanuel. I am former Biafra Land Coordinator. We are here right away at the Federal Appeal Court of the Zoo called Nigeria. We are expecting them to give us attention, but unfortunately, the judge did not. The judge gave us a date to come back next week, which is on the 5th of May, so that our case will be here. So we have no option. We can accept that. Now we are out of the court hall and we are about to wait for tomorrow's case at Abuja, which is coming tomorrow.
Yes, but it is very curious, very, very curious, but not surprising that a case was filed and indeed it didn't appear, it wasn't processed for court hearing. Still, there was a date. How was the date given in the first place?
Well, the date, immediately the judge came in, he saw our lawyer, and he gave him an embarrassing question that he has no case here today. So he asked him what to do. He says his case will be on Thursday 5th. So
yes, what I'm saying here is, look, there was a date given for the court case, isn't it? Which is today.
Yes,
and then
today.
Then how come the case file was not brought to court? How come it was not processed for hearing? That is the curious question here.
That is what we are discussing outside here. And we have a foreign investigation who is at the court.
Yes. That is very important, very encouraging that international observers are there now. Very important. But it is also shows and continues to expose the zoo for what it is. You know, and it's very unfortunate that justice is now given to the highest bidder. You know, Buhari has succeeded bribing the judge, compromising the court system in the first place. And we are watching with keen interest.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to talk. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. Hello, if I'm still on.
Yes.
Let me give to one of our friends here, that is from the African writers.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Okay, this is David Seneca reporting.
Your name is what, sorry?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You say your name is what, sorry?
Okay. We are now live at the Court of Appeal.
Yes, and I said I'm asking your name.
You said?
What is your name?
My name is Uche Agbechukwu Emeka Chinedu from the Appeal Writers.
Right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. We are now at the Appeal Court premises, and the case has been adjourned to next week, Thursday. The judge said that it will be in the conference, that the conference of this week. Hello?
Yes, we are hearing you. Go ahead.
Yes. You just said that this week is for the conference of the Senate President Saraki's case for the hearing. And for that reason, he adjourned the court case of directors to next week Thursday.
Right. But what we have been saying here is that it is curious. How did they give the date in the first place? The date for the court hearing, and then when they came and then said there is nothing, there is no case to hear today. Because if it is a case of maybe the judge came and then and said the case was to be adjourned, it's understandable. But this one, they are saying that there is no record of that case in the court. And that's very curious. Very, very curious.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, what did you say?
Yes, I'm saying go ahead if you have any other thing to say. If you have any other thing to say, you go ahead and say it.
Okay, there's not much else to say. But the case, as I said earlier, has been adjourned to next week Thursday. Because they said that this week is for the conference. It's a conference week, according to the judge. Then, thereby, they adjourned it to next week Thursday. That was all.
Right, okay. Thank you very much for that and for making it to Abuja, of course. It's very encouraging.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, my welcome name is Tukebo Amechi. I'm from Umuazon, Sankara.
Right, thank you very much.
We are here right now at the Court of Appeal Abuja. We have the court case of our director on the crown.
Right, go ahead.
Okay, the case was adjourned to 5th of May, just about 20 minutes ago, by the judge. Although the decision was didn't stick, but by the grace of God, we believe that by next week they will give us good judgment. The Afghans are also here, expecting that by the grace of God, we'll get what we want. We are optimistic that people care grammar. Will always guide and protect us, especially our director and the Carlo. And at the end, Biafra will come. Even though the people we are dealing with, the Nigerian government, they are trying to manipulate things, try to postpone the signing, but delay is not denial. We believe that at the end, Biafra will come. No matter the time it took us, God is with us. And
yes,
I know that at the end, Biafra will come.
Dear
friends, wherever you are, all over the world, you are really doing excellently well. Our director, Nandi Carlo, is part of us, and we are part of ourselves. I know the world is listening to me. We are still calling on international bodies, especially the United Nations, to please intensify your investigation towards the massacre that has been done to Dear friends. We are actually suffering. We have been humiliated. We have been intimidated. Even this morning, we were a little bit harassed. But by the grace of God, the policemen later allowed us to pass. This is unfair. People who came to hear for the court case of their director, some of us were restricted. We were not allowed to do. If not, that we try to prove ourselves that we are learned, that we have the right to be into the court, they wouldn't have allowed us. Every time we keep on facing one intimidation and the other from the Nigerian government. This is why we keep calling on the international body. We are trying our best, but we need your help. We can't do it alone. You have always stood for those Europeans who encounter these problems, stood for Americans, the Asians. Please, for that of difference, will not be an exception. We need you to help us. We need you. Especially the Christian community in the world. Dear friends are 99.9% Christians. In fact, we are 100% Christian. If there is any non-Christian among us, that person must be a traditional worshipper and not a Muslim. And not an Islam. And so we need your help. Especially the religion. The Europeans, still brought Christianity to us. Please, how can you support the House of Fulani, who are Muslims, to suppress us, to kill us, to destroy us, to wipe out at us this planet Earth? It is unfair. Please, we need your help. Before this time, we were not with them. We were a people practicing our own way of life. We have our own tradition. Before the British came, brought us together. It wasn't a contract by their friends. It was contracted by the British government. And so, please, European Union, how would you keep quiet and allow us fellow Christians to die in silence? We are really dying. And I also want to ask the British government this question. By next year, you will be aspiring to leave the European Union. How would you keep quiet and allow their friends to be subjected into slavery in the Nigerian government? Can you justify yourself? It's a big question I would want the British government to answer. If it is really not fair, then do something. I don't believe that the House of Fulani nor the Yorubas are holding us. I believe that it is the British government that has the final say. And whenever you say something, it is done. Please, the British government, try to release us. I'm also appealing to the ordinary Britons. I know that your government, 95% of them, are really against us. They don't want our freedom. But I want to ask the ordinary people, the British people around the street, if you were to be British, to be different, how would you feel? Would you feel fine that the people that brought Christianity into you now subject you to the slavery into the Muslims? I know you wouldn't be happy. That is why you can also come out on the street to demonstrate on behalf of their friends. You can do that. You can also create awareness, except the ones that the IPOB are doing right there in Britain. I believe also that you, the British people, you have conscience. You can do something outside your government. Try to influence their policies so that their friends will be free. I am also appealing to Americans. Please try to help us out of this inferno. Honestly, we are dying. We need your help. May Chukwu Okike Abiyama bless each and every one of you through his son, Yeshua. You say, our deputy director, Uchemefo, I thank you very much. May God bless each and every one of us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless
hello,
you too.
Uchemefo.
Yes, hello.
Let me give to one of the family writers. That is a gift, Amarachi.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, good morning from here.
Deputy Director, this is the gift Amarachi, the family writer. I'm reporting live from Court of Appeal in Abuja right here.
Right.
The Director of Edo Biafra, who is actually the appellant of today's court here in Appeal Court, was not present. Sanchuk Mama, the counsel of the appellant, was in court, and then when he was asked by Justice Adune why the case was not brought to court, he said he was very surprised that a case that was fixed today, being the 25th of April, had not been sent to court. On that note, it was adjourned to 5th of next month, being Thursday next week. Hello, Deputy Director, can you hear
right.
me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, the court proceedings ended up some 30 minutes ago. So definitely we'll be going to Federal High Court tomorrow to see if there'll be any court proceeding that will take place tomorrow. But today, it just did adjournment of the court case. It is going to be next week, Thursday, being the 5th of April, 5th of May, 2016. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank and God bless you. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You're speaking to Chief Ambassador Vincent A. Obani. I'm the national president of the National Youth Ambassador of Peace and Change under the Federal Republic of Nigeria. At the same time, I'm a bloody Biafran citizen. So I'm here in regards to the case of today in the appeal court. Unfortunately, with no hold, because they said they have another important case for this week, and they have adjourned this particular hearing to Thursday, upcoming Thursday, next week. Actually, the reason I'm here in person is because of even the fact I have the portfolio as the national president of the National Youth Ambassador of Peace and Change. I'm against the innocent killing of the IPOB members, the youth in the Southeastern region. I'm really against it, and the NYAPC is really, really against it. We will continue condemning the innocent killing. We will continue calling on the federal government of Nigeria to stop the innocent killing of the youth in the Southeastern region. And they should allow the wish of the people in the Southeast to come to pass. If they say they want freedom, I think they're entitled to get their freedom. They should allow them to go. They shouldn't come to another figure of our own time. I think we are not in the old era when the Egyptians are blocking the people of the Israelites not to leave. They should just allow the people to have their freedom. So we are here to show our support to the people of Biafra. I myself am from Biafra land until the very day we have achieved our goal of freedom. I still remain the ambassador for peace and change under the Federal Republic of Nigeria, why I hope and wish that our dream come to pass. And I will continue giving my support to the IPOB in any way. So that's why I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, sir. I will tell you for, that will be enough for now. We are on our way to the Federal High Court today. Case of the people that was murdered in Aba on 17th of February 2016. The young so yes. We are heading to that place right now. But I don't think if I will be able to enter inside the club because I couldn't leave it. But if I did not, I will still report in the night after interviewing some of the people that were in. But in case if I did not go in, I missed it. I'm safe.
Yes, thank you.
In case if they did not allow me inside the Federal High Court.
Thank you very much.
And all that people. Thank you very much, and thank you, dear friends, over the world. Be strong and be resilient. Don't betray us. Don't sabotage us. And may you put our bless us all and strengthen us. Because we that is traveling for road, we took a very big risk. Some people entered the night bus and got here this morning. Took their
yes, I salute your courage. It's not easy.
Well, took their best at the park. And now, the case is tomorrow again. Some people will sleep in the, at the park. And the home hospital in Abuja will be biting them. And they even risk their lives there at the park. Being in the zoo place, we don't know if our family are going to attack you or not. So your life is at risk. Some people that came down from Ibocha, Anambra, Aba, Asaba, they will sleep in the park against you. So we risk our life. Let's not use all these things just for granted. Let us know them. Let one love our director show to us of being in our life. And may you put Father grant us our request. I see he's going to give us the Biafra very soon because I believe he's not going to pass. May 30th will get Biafra. Even if he passed, he's not going to be very long to get Biafra. So, the people who are being with us, and for those of us that will be going back to the land, we ask for a safe trip to each and every one of us here. Thank you, Saucho, for may God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you. Yeah. Next caller, can you hear me? That was the report of our correspondents and Eminem Biafrans who were at the appeal court, and incidentally, and as expected, the zoo demonstrated once again that they cannot be trusted. The case that was given a date for today for its hearing was not indeed listed for hearing today. And you can see the corruption You can see the backstabbing, you can see the backdoor activities, you can see all the illegitimate activities going on within the so-called judicial arm of government. And it is pathetic, and it is not giving any hope for the common man. It is only in the zoo called Nigeria that such can be obtained. This is a live broadcast, and we are, of course, waiting to hear what will be said at the High Court on the case of our people murdered in Aba. And we are waiting for on-the-spot account of all those. As we wait for it, we will, of course, continue to take calls from different parts of the world, from Biafraland and elsewhere around the world. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It's unbelievable. Next call on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the program.
I'm the one that called before. My name is Kipo Emeka Obiora. I'm a member of Anambra. I'm from Anambra State.
Right.
I finished that work on government, but I live at Aba.
Right, thank you very much.
So, the day they shoot of Biafra, I'm a member of IPA, the full member of IPA. I'm a hard stone for that matter. So, the day they shoot us at Aba, the day that we were praying to our God for him to help us and again, so that our leader will be released. And they shoot us at Aba. They shoot and take away many of our brothers and the rest of them. And not only that, they attack many of us. Many of the people they attack out. Up to today, we have not seen any of them. It's only 20 people that denied at the prison. Then many, it's nowhere to be found, both women. The people that fight that day is up to 100, but we can only recognize 20 at prison there. So the rest of that, we don't know what they did to the rest of them. And not only that, we are still keeping on threatening our people at Aba. As I'm talking to you, I'm no more in Aba. I came to Anambra State for me to relax and hide myself for a short time. They still keep on threatening our people, threatening our brothers, arresting, kidnapping us, arresting our brothers at Abadia. The best thing is, okay, this person arranged some vehicles, about 50 vehicles, even he promised to give them all 50, without no plate number. Those vehicles have no plate number. They have been using them to kidnap our brothers. Whenever they see you talk anything that's talking about their father, you'll be arrested. Sure, nobody will even see you again. So, not only that, and okay, because I arranged meeting with some of the policemen about their chiefs and the rest of them. We arranged meeting with them and the youth for them. He gave some of them, not all. He gave them money so that whenever they see any IPA members, they should point at that person so that the person will be arrested. So they have been killing us. I know the world will not hear about that one. What they will wait for them to hear is when we started at prevention back, then they will now start hearing that one. Yes, for the person that has been saying that he is the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. For me, that person is really, let me just talk to that person now. The person has already brought force upon himself. And now I'm stopping that person, wherever the person, the group, and the leader of that stupid group are. All my people, to put Kabiama, we must stop to punish him. All our brothers, all our brothers that have been, those are brothers that have already sacrificed their life to this struggle, their souls is continuing collecting all of them. They can never see peace in their life. Now, hello?
Hello? Go ahead.
Now, for the, when they say that the leader of regional people of Biafra, where is that group when they are shooting our people anyhow? Where is that group when our leaders started this struggle? Where is that group when our leader are the those groups who are trying to push just to revive us back? Those stupid cowards who are trying to stop our movement. Well, they're not stopping our movement, they are stopping their own. I know that for Biafra has already been restored. By the special grace of God, Biafra has already been restored. Yes, we know that no matter what, Biafra must surely come. That's the fact. No matter what, Biafra must surely come. And not only that, Obi Along, who said that he will not be alive to see our people, our brothers, he will not be alive to see us walking around the street and all the rest of them. They must surely reap what they sowed. My prayer for our director is for God to go to Abiyama, for God to lead him and see him through. Wherever he is now, God should be with him. God should protect him. God should guide him. God should provide for him. God should come. God is the person that speaks for somebody that has no person, anybody to speak for. God will speak for him. No weapon, fashion, or form that against him, that the enemy shall prosper. Any thought that rises up against our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, will surely be condemned. Because he is the God sent himself. He is the people that God sent to come and help his people, to come and save his people from the hands of the evil ones, Larry and the rest of them. My deputy, Martin Uchemefo, I pray that God will strengthen you. God will help you, and He gives you more strength. And one of my brother, my mother, their last born, that is part of this struggle. Since December, is nowhere to be found. His name is Ekudere Ejike, and
Just one minute. Ekudere Ejike.
From Oracle Zone, Ataba. The senior was one more man. Ekudere Ejike. It's from Mbisi, Imo State. Ekudere Ejike. The zone is at Ataba, Oracle side. Ekudere Ejike. In Sikas name, it's their first daughter, which is my mother, is Pauline Ejike.
Thank you very much. And we are asking all IPBFI members, all Biafrans who are looking for their loved ones to come forward, because the Nigerian DSS led by Muhammad Buhari are at it. They killed our people, they maimed our people, they buried them in mass grave, and now they are trying to turn it around and say that it is IPBFI members, because the ICC officials are already in the zoo called Nigeria and they are commencing investigation. They are going to be victims of their own plot. Let's call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Yeah, good morning from here.
Where are you calling from? What is your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Shukri Emeka. I'm calling from Ghana.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, my brother. My name is Shukri. Thank you, God. That was... Because we have been following this issue very, very closely. And I'm just hearing what is happening in Abuja. Sometimes, what I'm trying to make everybody know and the whole world is that this is a very big slap to democracy. America is within democracy, and they are seeing what is happening in Nigeria, and they are just watching. Well, it's very good. It will happen to everybody. And as we know how it's going to be. Let the world start to watch how they are killing their friends, dehumanizing them, and nobody will say anything. Thank you, my brother. I don't have much to say.
Right, thank you very much. And are you part of IPOB family in Ghana?
Yes.
I hope you have got the directive. We are not attending any conference anywhere. Very important.
Sure.
Especially in May. When we are supposed to be honoring the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom.
Yes.
You need to spread that message. I hope the coordinator of Ghana is hearing. We are not attending any conference, no town hall meetings. Our focus is release of our leader Nnamdi Kanu, release of all Biafrans who are being incarcerated in different prisons across the so-called Nigeria. After that, we now know the next step. We don't need a conference, we don't need a town hall meeting for us to talk about the release of our brethren.
Look at the type of group of people organizing the conference. All the old people that have killed the whole people. It's even the whole system, the whole Nigeria. Because the older people have killed the generation. And they are just there. Trying to let everybody believe that what they are saying is the truth. It's a matter of understanding. It's not for us.
Right. Thank you very much. And God bless. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. And we are, of course, live at this particular point in time with respect to the covering of the appeal court hearing. And we understand, of course, that the case was not listed, but they gave us the date. That is the fraud that is in the Nigerian system. And we are, of course, not daunted. We are keeping records. We are watching with keen interest. And we are moving forward. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. God Almighty is in charge. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? They're not talking. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning. My name is Chukwudo. Calling from Ogiri.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I can hear you. I'm very, very happy. And I want to say thank you for you because I'm happy for what you are doing. I am also an IPOB member. I want to let the people know, the world to know that our director Nnamdi Kanu is a great man and also is a kind of and a man that has integrity to show our Igbo Ohaneze, Ndialanda Ohaneze Ndiama, that there is somebody in our Igbo that cannot receive any or betray our Biafra struggle. For them that is there in Abuja shaking Buhari to receive bribe so that they will stop our hello.
Yes, go ahead. You
hello.
Are the one stopping. Go ahead.
I will call you back. I will load and call you back.
Right, okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless.
My name
thank
is Chukwudo Anako. Calling from Ogiri.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. All across the world, Judah is my name, the royal donkey car. Swiss to the 7:30, still I rise. Dead vulture rise again, now watch my stand. The lion realize. Come, Karam. Jubidubidubidim. Israelites. Na, 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 na. Come, Karam. The lion from Zion. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Unbelievable. You are listening to the radio. Talk to me via the phone. Can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Good morning. This is Joshua Kuya calling from Mumbai.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. You are listening to the radio. Talk to me via the phone. Go ahead.
Please, I want to thank you for the work you are doing for the people of Japan. And by God's grace, you know that nothing you can do that will stop us from achieving our dreams. Even though they will try, but at the end, they will definitely fail. Please keep on doing the work. And God will continue to bless each and every one of the Japan, especially those that are fighting the cause in truth and in honesty.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Can you turn the radio off, please? Can you turn the radio off?
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra presentation. They don't listen. And we are moving forward. Hear me? Can you hear me? Let's call on the phone.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Joe, calling from land. In the state, Biafra land.
Thank you very much, guy. Go ahead.
I'm not surprised what is happening. Because I still recall the paper of this day, Sunday, 22 March 2015, what U.S. convoy said. Said electing Buhari as the president, declared disaster for Nigeria and Africa. And so that's what the convoy said.
And that is what it is.
Yeah, okay, tell you what's happening. So I'm not surprised because that's why I have to keep it up at this day. What the man said. He said all the things Buhari has been doing, what he has been saying about Boko Haram, he's a former spokesman for United States ambassador to United States, United Nations, Richard Grenell, has said that this former military dictator, General Muhammadu Buhari, emerges as the next president of Nigeria in the next Saturday's election. It will be a disaster for Nigeria and the entire Africa continent. The Grenell, who made the declaration in a place titled Nigeria on the Brink, and which was published in the Washington Times, a U.S.-based publication of Thursday, March 19, 2015, described Buhari as working tirelessly to enthrone Sharia law across the country, which he said will further pose a major challenge to the fight against terrorism in Nigeria and the continent at large. I cannot afford to read everything, so it's not surprised what is happening. Exactly what is happening. When I see this paper, I begin to think back why in the first place Obama is not the man of everybody in America. Why Obama has pushed America to Buhari in the presence of this country. So in all clear, what I'm saying is, as far as God lives, whether Buhari likes it or not, Biafra is coming up. Biafra is coming, must be. Whether he likes it, because this time around is not 1967 or 1960. Whether he likes it or not. Whether it happens, not because it doesn't happen, it doesn't matter. Biafra must come. As far as school children and youth, Biafra must come. So all what is the kind of people that is what we have found out is still ready to do it again. The highest it can be because half Nigeria is in the country, is in a fast rock, head of state, and it's busy. It has to be to say whatever it is. Like as well as I'm not the law is not only 19, why does it only today? Doctor will consider that. So I thank you for what you're doing because I know we can be admitted to say what. Thank you very much, Mr. Obada.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live presentation on a day we continue the reporting of the court proceedings involving Ali Nnamdi Kanu. We are not retreating, we are not surrendering. The zoo called Nigeria is a lawless society. There is no hope for the common man as they continue to bribe the judges. Can you hear me? Let's call on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, hello?
My name. Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello, my name is Tifa.
Go ahead, I can hear you.
My name is Tifa. Hello?
Go ahead, I can hear
hello?
You.
Hello?
Unbelievable. Next caller, hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Good morning, welcome to the program.
Hello, professor.
Yes, go ahead. Where are you calling from? What is your name? Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello, good morning. Can you turn the radio off, please? Very important.
Hello?
Yes, hello, good morning. Welcome to the program. Can you turn the radio off or move away from it, please? Next caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good morning from here.
Yeah. So, I am Abu Mipa Ikuba Moses. I'm calling from Agbata.
Thank you. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
So,
Is everything okay with you? It appears, it shows that you are not a coordinator. And if you're a coordinator, you don't know what you're doing. You're talking to me about entering Biafran Army. Did we call for Biafran Army on air here? That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. Let's call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Gonna burn, mountains gonna move, earth gonna
long time. I go Senero keep my profit. Make it emphatic and Senero's accomplishment. Your trunk before Jesus, I could do me apostle. Babylon fall, Babylon must quench. When they gonna fall, people gonna laugh. Babylon must fall, Pope must to melt. Apostles gonna come and pride must to less.
The call on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, Uche. I'm Chinya. I'm calling from London.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes. Uche, what am I hearing this morning? That the court case in Abuja Apico did not hold, or what is happening?
Yes, that the court did not hold. They gave a date, but the case did not appear in the list. And the judge came and said there was nothing like that. He didn't have evidence of any case filed. And that tells you what the zoo is all about. And so they reassigned the case for 5th of May. But that also tells you what the zoo called Nigeria is all about. We understand that there are also foreign observers there, and so they are taking note. Very important.
Jesus Christ, what are these people trying to tell the world? They keep falling. Each trap they are being set, they keep falling and falling and falling inside the deep, deep pit. What a hell. My goodness, what kind of country are we? What kind of government are we practicing there? It is unbelievable.
That is the situation at the moment.
It is unbelievable. This one that just happened now, it is enough to just bring down that country down. It is unbelievable. Then, it's because of this case we filed in Apico, but the masquerade witness did not hold. Why are they coming out now to deny to the world that there wasn't
no, that this one, my sister, this one is even Jesus. The appeal. This one is the appeal made at the appeal court. So tomorrow is the one at the high court, the masquerade one. So the appeal was against the judge, you know, reversing himself. So when we get to the appeal court today, they said there is nothing like that listed for today. You understand? So they know what they are doing, and we are following them.
They know what they are doing, Mama Mia. I am so sick now. What kind of country are we in that place? That place is not meant for human beings to stay.
Director was saying it, we were saying it, and people don't believe. But it's good, they're exposing themselves.
A good place for habitation at all. It's not.
It's terrible.
Imagine the other day, Ike Dife was claiming that he was the leader of IDOB. Why is he not arrested like in Nnamdi Kanu? That is just my question I keep asking.
They are just there urinating on the graves of heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate prize. They are just playing with the lives of our people. It's as simple as that.
Since Ike Dife is claiming to be the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, he too should be arrested, too, like in Nnamdi Kanu. Since all the IPOP, they are not wanted people.
They say that they are obedient citizens of the zoo called Nigeria. They are under Nigerian law and they are fighting for Biafra. Hypocrisy.
That is what our director keeps telling us, that anybody that is saying we are Nigerians, the person is a criminal. That is to tell you how far these people, how corrupt our people are. If the thing has gone inside their bone marrows, of which it can never be eradicated again. It has gone to their bone marrows. It can never be. Nothing will eradicate it from their bone marrows anymore. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Denying before the world that there was no case filing anymore.
It's terrible.
It's okay. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless, thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Hello? You hear me? Yes, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. This is Ebere Chukwuanko calling you from Jaffaland. Sir, so I've been listening to the program and then I saw the way the zoos are moving their affairs. And it is also surprising that our own people are also contributing to the worst of our movement. But at the same time, this is exactly what it was supposed to be. Because I told you last time that God said he is going to destroy his own people. He said his own people because he know that some of his own people are those who move against those who will move into the land of Jaffa. So, and I am very glad today for that incident that just happened because it will help us to know how to make our action on the 28th. Let everybody, let all Jaffans put his focus. If you are hiding before, you begin to come out. If you are hiding before, it is your time to come out. Because they want to advertise us, and we are going to advertise ourselves. They are already advertising us. That is the reason why we are going to be more serious. I always be surprised for some of us that sometimes we hide. Sometimes we behave like a team that we are no more knowing whom we are. But the issue is just that God is directing our fears and is taking us to where we are going to be. Let nobody panic. I thank God for all you have been doing. You have been so focused. You are never diverted from your direction. And all of us are watching. Okay, could you imagine sometimes we will be awake from the time you start the program to the end of the program. Everybody is waiting. Everybody is waiting to hear. Like today now, everywhere is waiting to hear the judgment. Also, the world are waiting and they are disappointing themselves. So that is the work of God. And then I believe at the end of the day, we are going to gain our freedom. There is no doubt about that. We in different land, we are very focused and we are very strong. So I want to encourage you, my brother, and all my fellow Jaffans all over the world. This is a time of celebration because our director has never changed his mind. He never changed his status. He never changed his direction. He's a focused man. He knows what he wants, and he knows it from the onset. He said they will kill us. He said they will lock us. He said they will jail us. He said they will do all sorts of things. They will come with all kinds of direct things. But at the end, we shall win. And then every day, we are seeing the improvement of God. So that is exactly what I want to ask all of us who is listening to this program. We should keep on keeping focus. Looking on to our God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Nothing is going to happen. And at the end, Jaffa will come. Thank you, Sir Utemofo. I am very grateful for you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live presentation on this day, the morning of 25th of April 2016, on a day we continue to monitor the developments in the appeal court or at the appeal court of the Zuko, Nigeria. They have postponed that case and they, to our surprise, said that the case was not listed for hearing today because the case file was not there. But they gave us date in the first place. Can you hear me? Next caller on the phone. He's not talking. Next caller, can you hear me? Unbelievable. Next caller, your name away. Yes, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, my deputy leader.
Good morning, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm calling from Delta State, Ataba.
Thank you.
My name is John Chukuma.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So,
I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for us. I want to tell the Buhari call himself the president of the zoo that whether he likes it or not, we are going. We cannot be enslaved in this in our land here. I want to tell all the IPOB members worldwide, remain resolute. We are approaching the end of the journey. I know the journey may be too tough, but at the end, like what our leader used to say, that at the end we shall win, and we shall win because we are the sons and the daughter of Tukum Okike Adeyama. I want to use this opportunity to my deputy directors. I want to beg you to give me some minutes to speak to my people in my language so that they will understand where we are going to, sir.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Ndewane, Mekene Osunucha, Mekene Use, again, Otofo Tofe, Biko Mayunu Se, Onyobuna, Biko Posanigwe, Kaiki Aka, Weli Fenda, Akanye, Biafra Bobodani, Biafra Banyete, Ufotu Yekusu Abuna, Nde Biafra, Obusimu Na Biafra, Ibuena Usa, if I not follow Buddha in there, it's from the anime, if I didn't Buddha did like a tenor, I knew I didn't have Waka. One year, Buani, after Yanin and Gas, maybe the family to tell me, God will push it, I didn't tell me, Wada and the Lake with Fosso. So then I got to say, Indian and Muna, it's German and Bayano. So in Jerry Kinan Agua, or Sankwa, or Sadeta, Ibuna Boy, Ibuna Kwale, Ibuna Boy. Ibuni banke, ibuni buluku, ibuni asawa, ibuni ogwashi, ibuni opanam. Unyo buna posaka, eti yaka. Ni namde kalu wane, ngeke teme, bumakanishmeni. Namde kalu is a prince. Is a prince. But now, namde kalu wane prince in yard, makonimeni. So, magwa saye, upwane, magwa sa detag, magwa ni we Biafra. Si posani ni gwe. We are not afraid of these two people. When we do any better at the end, we must win them. So my coordinator, the data tech coordinator, Marika Obunna Okeleke Yabiko, Kwamba Kose, or Sunday Money, Warinde Urubo, Isoko, Koswa Tiaka, China Rabu, or Gwasa in Chalabu, for the son. So Kwamba say, Nam the Caribou, God send, Nam the Caribou say, Joshua of our time, Unilek is when you remember and you say. So if I may come say, because of that, because of Pusani no food. I didn't know which level. I want dinner, Epusi, Wadikina, Wadikina. Only it was the IPO people won worldwide. IPO, I didn't know food. Obviously, so I'm not the Kalo, a Martin is so good. But they can work at the name with Epusi Abu, the IPO leader. That man, Magua, I say, obviously, for that kind of forger. I'm with the people, I think I didn't know for their salon. Because I can push me for them. Also, why do I put that? We didn't have where we go. That is many propaganda. That is many. We don't know before was we came like before. Now it's not what we came. Now the Kalu is a godsend. That is the man we are following. And we are not going back. I want to use this middle to tell all the detainers that we are different. We are not Nigeria. We are not Yoruba. We are not Hausa. We are Delta. We are Biafra people. So please, sir, my deputy director, I want to really support you to pray for my leader, Nnamdi Kanu, who is right now in the hand of the enemy.
Go ahead,
Almighty Tukum Okike Adeyama, the God that created heaven and earth, you are the Almighty God that sent your word, and your word went out, and you said that your word can never come true. My God, I am God to pray that was mad at his time to go to the heart of because we are living in the land of Egypt. Father, I am the one of the first our director that the plan of the enemy will never come to pass, that anyone would have up his other hand to agenda and man of God. All I declare to me, such one in the name of Yahushua. My Father, my God, I am committing the Father of our time into Abraham, called Buhari.
Yes, it appears that line is off. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. My name is Dick. Yes, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is... Hello, my name is Kelechi. I'm calling from Asaba.
Yes, can you turn the radio off? Talk to me via the phone.
Oh,
go ahead.
Please, my name is Kelechi. I'm calling from Asaba. I want to salute you for what you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra, Uchemofo. God bless you and bless all our leaders, those of you who are fighting this just cause for us. But there is one thing I want to say today. The way they are postponing this court issue, somebody like me is getting pissed off over this matter. Because I know that they are not going to jail our leader. And I know they are not going to kill him. But they will keep postponing it and detaining him there for eternity as long as they want. So I don't know if there is any other idea we can come up with. Because the only language Nigeria understands is violent. The only language outside Yoruba understands, he will begin to do something crazy.
We cannot do what they want us to do. Because this is a legal process we are following. We cannot do what they want us to do, which is to go and begin to confront them at this particular point in time. If you want to do anything, step out of IPOB and do it. Not on the platform of IPOB.
All right, but okay, let's see. Our case that is International Criminal Court, for some time now, we have not been hearing what is happening and the how, because assuming this man, inspector of police, or all these commissioners, those people that have been killing Biafra, assuming any of them has been in court or mentioned in International Criminal Court,
yes,
or
been
wanted, at least that will also boost our morale to continue what we are doing.
Let me. If your morale is down at this stage, it means that you are not prepared for the struggle. But let me also address your question here, your concern. The International Criminal Court has a procedure of operation. It doesn't just jump into any case at all. When you send them a communication, which is a complaint, they call it communication, they will receive it, they will acknowledge it, they will say, we have received your application, we have received your complaint. The next thing for them is to look at that complaint and to decide whether that complaint has merit or not. Merit in the sense whether it is reliable or not. If they consider, this will take several months, if they consider that it is reliable, they will now begin to make investigation. They will now begin to look at whether the country in question, in this case, the Zuko Nigeria, whether they are prosecuting those criminals or not. If they are not doing it, they will come and begin their investigation, and after that, they will take a decision.
Okay.
As I speak, last 2 weeks, the International Criminal Court officials were in the zoo called Nigeria, and they met with Nigerian authorities. They did not mention Biafra, but they are investigating cases of human rights abuses that were complained to them. That's the only thing I can tell you at the moment. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, sir. Okay, now, if that is the case, then I thank you and other of our leaders. Please, I want to use this opportunity to call other begin to come up, because since Nigeria is beginning to go one way or the other, looking for, those are different people campaigning with a leader and leader.
Yes, I don't know what has happened, and we thank him for that contribution. This is a live broadcast, and we are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge.
I'll never forget your love. Wale, wale. Yes, good morning, my deputy director.
Good morning, welcome to the program.
My name is Uchechukwu Lawrence, calling from the dirtiest city of this zoo called Lagos.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I thank Chukwuoke Kaviama for making me to connect to this, my identity, Radio Biafra. And I thank my mother who led me right from childhood to know what Biafra is. I was bred and born in the north. I know how these people behave. But thank God Almighty for this Radio Biafra. I thank every call Biafrans. As I'm talking to you now, I'm not happy. I'll be crying whenever I watch these people killed. It's my fellow brother killed in Aba. As I'm talking to you now, I can't cease in prayer. Let's keep on moving. I'm always on my neck, and I'm not afraid of any person. And I want to encourage other of my fellow IPOB members and other dear friends, please remain resolute. Nothing on earth will stop us from moving forward. And I want to tell this last caller that called, please be diplomacy, comport yourself well. Don't be discouraged by whoever. I know what to talk on air. This Radio Biafra is not for joke. We are not here for joke. Though you ask a question that which I like concerning the ICC, what they have been, and my deputy director, the answer you gave was very, very fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. We'll see what goes on in the court. They gave us this. Okay, how come they gave us this? If our file is not meant to, how come they couldn't have given us this? But I thank God I'm very, very happy now at this point in time that I got my identity. My voice is being heard worldwide. Thank God, may we remain blessed and remain resolute. Nothing will happen to our director. Our director will come back
keep on lecturing us in this Radio Biafra. Through this Radio Biafra, I become many things I am today. I learn many things from this Radio Biafra. From all the callers, I would definitely leave that, please continue. I'm always with you, listening by their app. I have the radio with me here. I have my laptop with me. I have everything it takes. I tweet. Please, let us keep on tweeting. A day, I must hit each 1,000 tweeting handle. If my tweet will not hit 1,000 a day, then that day is not, I won't be happy that very day. Please, I encourage all the friendship. Please, keep on tweeting. Keep on tweeting. Keep on, when I ignore this call. If you can't go out for anything, sit in your comfort home. Tweet. Facebook, if you can't Facebook, just keep on tweeting. I would like to join, volunteer myself to the right. I'll follow the process on the net. I'll try my possible best. Thank you. May God bless us all.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay.
Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, they are not listening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the program.
All right. It's Kelechi. I called back. But am I coming out? Yes, I can hear you. It's Kelechi from
You are listening to the radio. You shouldn't. Talk to me via the phone. You will be hearing me.
I want to say, late when meaning Nigerians, meaning Biafrans, those of them are in Lagos, here in this side of the Biafra land, should come out and join us in what we are doing. At times, some of them, when we are talking to them, they thought that we are joking. They will say that is what other people have come and have this and that. I also remember some of my friends when we were with the Wazirike group, who called it Mazop and all that. So many of them, when you are talking to them, they thought it's like business like before. I want to use this opportunity to ask them to come back and join us in this struggle. Because our brothers are suffering. When you come to this place, you see a lot of us are graduates. But when you go to the street, you see them riding keke. Where people that did not go to school, they are the one governing us from the north. They are the one running companies here and there. Before you get a job here, if you are a Biafran person, unless you have to go to the north, go to the west, before you can get a job. Nothing from the federal, there's no federal government present here in Biafra land. The only way thing you can notice that Biafra is part of Nigeria is when you are driving on the road, you see police, you see custom, you see navy. In fact, last week, Friday, I went from this Asaba to Port Harcourt. From Owerri to Port Harcourt, checkpoint we have on the road was about 25 police and soldier custom checkpoint from Owerri to international airport. This is what is happening on that street. If you go through Onitsha now to Enugu, the federal road from Onitsha to Enugu is a death trap. Nobody passes that. Everybody now use old road. I don't know what is Obiano or Obiapo. I don't know what he's doing. He can collect money to kill people, but he cannot tell his brother to come and fix that road. I don't know what these people that are calling themselves elders of Biafra, you say you're an elder, you call yourself all kind of names. Having to be passing in all this road, didn't you see what we are suffering here in this part of the world? The children, we Biafras are suffering, we are dying. No hospital, no good education, those who manage to come out of school, no job, no road to pass. This thing is what we are crying on daily basis here, something here. And all these people are claiming they are elders, while they are collecting money, selling our own interest. Please, I want to call all those who are listening to me this morning or this afternoon. Please come out and join us in what we are doing. Your contribution in wherever you join us in IPOB group in your area, locate us one place or another. We are all over the country, all over the state. Locate us anywhere, join us, make your own contribution so that the world will really know that true, we want to come out of this mess that British are putting us into. And Uchemofo, please, I want to thank you. I want to appreciate you. You have been a very, in fact, I respect you because you are a very patient person. I don't know if we didn't have you as a deputy leader, I don't know what we would have been doing because you are a very patient person. And I appreciate your courage. I want to thank Barrister. I want to appreciate also Doctor for coming out from time to time to educate us in what Biafra is going to look like, that Biafra is not going to be like Nigeria. Please, I want him to be coming up from time to time to educate people because some people are saying this, Biafra, you are still fighting. Is it not the same people that are bedding our money now will still come back and become our governor, this and that? Please, I want you to be coming up on the air to educate us, educate public, let them know that we are not going to be the same. Even it is better my brother kill me than Hausa man or Yoruba man to come and kill me in my own land. So it is the time we begin to make some time in the Radio Biafra to educate people what Biafra land is going to look like. Uchemofo, please, I thank you. I appreciate you for what you are doing. We love you, and God is going to bless you and reward your children. Children will enjoy what you are doing for us, and God will bless your family. And I also want to pray for our director, that wherever he is, that God will keep him and protect him. And I also want to appreciate his wife. That woman is a very wonderful person. I don't know if she's not have kind of person as a wife. I don't know what would have become of us here. But we thank God for giving him that kind of woman to be backing him in all he has been doing for us. I want to say that God will bless her and bless her children and their family, I hope. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Yes, amen. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking. Can you turn the radio off, please? Next caller, can you hear me? The next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello. Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning from here. My name is Fodion Michael Quantoni. We're calling from Ogbeden Lena, sir.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, sir?
Go ahead.
I want to say a very big thanks to what you people are doing. It's not an easy quest. Biafra struggle, we know it's not an easy quest. And I will thank God to put the Kadima for giving you people the wisdom to carry on. It's not an easy quest. I say, may God keep blessing you people and all DOS and all IPOB worldwide. I want to use this opportunity to say a very big thanks to the womb that gives birth to our director, our mother and mother of freedom that is in Europe now for the protest, upcoming protest. We want to say a very big thanks to her. She's giving us more courage to carry on. It's not an easy quest. We say very big thanks to her. May God to quote the card and continue to bless her. In Yahshua's name we pray.
Amen.
And also keep our director, wherever he is now, he will be appearing before the court, or he will be before the court now. We say that God should cook the card and that brought him out for this quest will surely make him bring the actual freedom to a reality. And also, he will celebrate with us together with the Holy, in the Holy Land of Biafra. In Yeshua's name I pray.
You say, thank you very much.
To encourage all the youth, wherever you are in Biafra land or outside Biafra land, to stand up for this quest, because this struggle is meant for us. It's not meant for our fathers. They strive for their own land, but now it's time for us to tell the world really that we are tired of this country and we are definitely tired. We want to go home. We want to go back to our origination, and definitely we are heading there. Nobody is going to stop us, not who we are, not who are, nobody. What we do at the end, time must surely be restored. I want to encourage you people, keep on keeping on, like you said, and not to mess up with that. And we know that at the end, your affair will be restored. Thank you, Mejiko, God and be with you soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you too. This is a live broadcast, not indeed a recorded one, as people are asking. We are, of course, on this particular occasion reporting what is going on in Abuja at the Federal High Court and indeed the Court of Appeal. The Nigerian government and all our departments are all one and the same thing. They did not list the case for hearing at the appeal court today, and it is very pathetic, and we indeed are not deterred, but rather we are bringing this to the attention of the international community. We understand that there were also some foreign observers there, and they are taking note. And this is the Zouk of Nigeria for you. We are indeed asking everyone to make sure that they tweet their MP, those in Western world, those in United Kingdom, send all that you need to send regarding this case, this latest rape on democracy by the Zouk of Nigeria to the members of parliament, those in United States, members of Congress, those in different parts of the world, their own government representatives in their cities and towns where they are, very important to the international media organizations as well, to international human rights communities, because we have to be keeping these people up to date on what is happening in the Zouk of Nigeria. They obviously did not want to bring Lida Nnamdi Kanu's case for hearing, and they want to keep him there, and arguably the Nigerian government has no case against him. They are still looking for evidence, and they cannot get the evidence, because in the first place Lida Nnamdi Kanu is innocent, and we are asking the British government to stop all that they are doing, to be more focused, to be more objective, because time is running out. There is no rule of law. Lida Nnamdi Kanu will not get justice in Nigerian court. And secondly, Lida Nnamdi Kanu is a British citizen, and he is entitled to all the privileges accorded to British citizens. It is not of any consequence at all. It is of right. And therefore, it is not his fault that he is a British citizen, and so the British government must live up to her obligations in making sure that Lida Nnamdi Kanu is repatriated to Britain. Very important. Very, very important. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge.
Don't stop.
This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are going back to Abuja for an update. Very important. Can you hear me?
Do you want to tell me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Biafrans all over the world, especially in Biafra. We are still reporting from Abuja. So we are at the front of Federal High Court Abuja this afternoon. We just came out from the Federal High Court by the the case of our brothers that were shot in Aba on the 17th of February 2015, the year of Chukwu. So unfortunately, the judge postponed the case. So next 2 weeks, that is on 12th of May 2016. Are you getting me? Am I coming out clear, sir?
Yes, loud and clear. And yeah, go on, go on. When you finish.
Okay, okay. As I said before, the case, the trial and the case of our brothers that was shot in 17th of February 2016, the year of Chukwu Kadema has been postponed to 12th May 2016. That is next 2 weeks after the Court of Appeal on Thursday. So we're going back to Federal High Court the next upward day for their case. Then what I want to say here is that even if I want to talk to this group called Nigeria, even if they will postpone it, let me say after every two days, every 1 week, or every 2 weeks, we are not tired. They will get tired of us and they will let us go. Though they are not the one holding us, but they will surely leave us. Because our people said in the proverbs that Ojihe nwata onye akayemi, akarobia, not get with you. So, whosoever that takes a child's pain off, whenever his hands begins to pain or itching, he must bring his hands down. And the child collects, he will have property and move on with life. So that is what I want to tell this court in Nigeria. Even if they postpone this, almost every court hearing will be here, live and direct. We will never stop to be here. That is what I want to say. So let me hand over to Gift.
Right, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Deputy Director.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Biafran. Lovers of freedom. I greet you all. Indeed, nobody's happy over the dicey game Nigerian government is playing against the indigenous people of Biafra. The adjournment that has been taking place over and over and over again unabettedly is quite not encouraging. But one thing you don't understand is this. They are exposing the loopholes in the Nigeria judicial system. It is not quite okay for them, not just for the indigenous people of Biafra, that in the court today, at appeal court, the presiding judge of Adumi said that the case file was not brought to court. I don't understand how long it's going to take them to fix up those things. The last time we came to appeal court, it was adjourned to 2015 today. And today he's saying that the case file was not brought to court. And I requested the adjournment to 5th of May. This is quite appalling. Everybody left the courtroom with frowned faces and angry faces. But I just want to urge Biafrans around the world to keep on sitting down as a deputy director. Magic Shimefo, we always say it is not over until it's over, and we know for sure that at the end Biafra must be restored. We shouldn't expect it to come. Definitely they cannot give us what we want or what we are demanding for so easily. It is a fight. Definitely Biafrans will come out victorious. So tomorrow will be another hearing as regards to the case between our leader and the Nigerian government at the Federal High Court Abuja. Over here in Abuja, to bring a live update from Abuja. So I'm going to be standing by right now, Mazi Uchimefo, and as well, all the friends and lovers of freedom to keep them on.
Thank you very much for that update, and may God bless you all. Is anybody else that wants to speak?
Hello, thank you. Kofi Kazama bless us all.
Bless you too. Thank you very much. And one thing is clear here. One thing is clear here. As they continue to postpone the case, as Amarachi has said, I mean, they are exposing themselves. But there is also a very important issue here, important dimension. They are doing all these things for a purpose to break the resolve of our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to break the resolve of Biafrans. But we are not going to relent. We are not going to retreat. Everybody hearing or those who are getting angry, those who are getting sad because of the postponement, you better get used to it, because that is the system, the zoo we have called Nigeria is what it is. And so you must brace up, you must develop thick skin and brace up for the challenges ahead. This is just the beginning even. They are going to postpone and postpone and postpone, but in the end, they will end up being victims of their own plot. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in China. Caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear
Hello,
me?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Richie.
Good morning, welcome to the program. Good afternoon from here.
My name is Chief Amos Nwachukwu. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I hail from Mbese, Imo State, Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Uche, I am so dismayed this morning to learn that this case at the court has been... they've messed up with it again in their usual characteristic manner. But don't worry. Our director used to say, there's nothing you will not see. They will deceive you. They will, they will do all sorts of things. But at the end of the day, victory will be ours.
Yes.
I commend you the way you have been sacrificing everything to pioneer this radio, to keep going, to give Biafrans the opportunity to air their views and to let the international community know what is going on in the Nigeria, the atrocities that are going on in Nigeria. It shall never be well with Buhari.
See,
it shall never be well with his generations unborn. It will never be well with all of them. Nnamdi Kanu is a very special Biafran. God created him specially to help Biafrans get into their promised land. Anybody that digs a pit for him, that person shall fall into the pit. All the Nigerians who are plotting day in, day out to see a way to bring him down, bring the Biafrans down, they will all bury in the pit they are digging.
You see?
Buhari is a dictator. He swore an oath on taking the office that will protect the Constitution of Nigeria. The Constitution of Nigeria, he has continued to violate every day. There are three bodies to government: the executive, the judiciary, and the legislation. This man is continuing to dominate the others. He's not letting others do their work. They are supposed to be to guard against each other from violating and to abuse of power. Buhari has successfully pocketed every one of them, and he is doing what he wants. What happened today was a grand design to conceal the happenings in Nigeria from the international community. They moved away the file. They did not schedule it for hearing today just because they do not want them to see what is happening here. It shall never be well with them. But they continue to expose themselves more and more by so doing. God is alive, I am urging all Biafrans to continue to be very, very resolute. God is with us, and Biafra must be restored, and very soon. Everybody in Nigeria is seeing what is happening. Biafrans are denied of lives, meaningful lives. We are not able to partake in the wealth that is coming from Biafra land. They make it like we are second-class citizens. And see what has been happening. They've been killing us. They've been killing our people. And now they are trying to turn it against us. It shall never be well with them. I'm urging you and all the other principal officers working with you, God will continue to bless you people. God will continue to give you more knowledge, give you all it takes to be able to realize our goal. Thank you very much, and keep on keeping on.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. This is the continued coverage of events in Abuja regarding the court case for Lina Namdekanu and other Biafrans. Can you hear me? Next call on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning, Abuja.
Yes, good morning, or rather good afternoon from here.
Yeah, good. This is Henry. I heard from Umudim. Umudim is in Ikeduru. Ikeduru is in Imo State. I'm calling from Igbocha. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, good. I'm just sharing the development in Abuja now. It's a very sad event. As we have already said, that we should develop heart because we know the zoo, what they are up to. This is their system, we know them, and this is what they normally do in any time. Because they don't have any case for against our director Namdekanu. So they are trying to postpone, they are trying to rigmarole. Anyhow they dance the music, we will follow them. What I want to say, because I've been trying to call you for some time now, and the line is very busy as always. There is one of our brothers from Imo State that I'll call from Mozambique, and he's talking about the radio in Imo State and all the rest of them. Me too, here now in Port Harcourt, Igbocha, is giving me concern, because each time I go to the village, when I talk about Radio Biafra, they say that we are hearing it before, but they're no longer hearing it again. I try to introduce the satellite, the app, and all the rest of them. But you know how the situation is over there in the village. It's not all of them can be able to afford the satellite. So the one I have, I know how I used to share it. I just mounted one and give to the nearby neighbors through a TV connection. So that's my brother in Mozambique. What he's saying, I'm supporting him. Anyhow, we from Imo State side, we can be able to gather, we can be able to raise money to install the radio on ourselves. We will do it. We can contribute money. We have brothers in Japan. We have America. We have even two people are not the last. Because everybody is calling. Igbocha is calling. Anambra is calling. Aba is calling. Delta is calling. Enugu is everywhere is calling. Imo State is down because of Awasa. Because of Okurawasa. Okurawasa is not going to the way with you. Since you don't want this to talk in Imo State, your life will be shortened. This radio must surely talk in Imo State. We will do it ourselves. We will install it ourselves. And where we will install it, you cannot be able to dismantle it again. You cannot be able to tamper with it again. You cannot be able to destroy it again. Because when we install it, if you go there, we will go to Imo State. The spirit in Imo State will kill you. Since you don't want this to talk in Imo State, the spirit in Imo State will kill you. Because Radio Biafra must surely talk in Imo State, whether you like it or not. Gucci, one thing I want to tell you again, this morning, as I was listening to Silverbird, there was a program they ran this morning about the cleanup of Niger Delta and all the rest of them. There was one activist in Niger Delta, they call her Ankyo Briggs. They were asking her so many questions in regards to the issue of Niger Delta and all the rest of them. She was telling them this morning about the comment of Buhari in regards to the oil bunkers that the pipeline funders are going to be treated like a Boko Haram. This program was on this morning between 8:30 to 9. So she was telling them that even in Kaduna, say they have a natural resource in Kaduna, which is called gold. And the people in Kaduna used to mine this thing. They will go and mine the gold and use it as something that comes from their land. And the money is not
and it,
even...
it was never remitted for national cake to be shared by everybody.
All the
solid minerals in Northern House Safflower Extraction, the states are mining it and they are using it as their own internal revenue.
Exactly, yes. This program was, this morning, it's on the Safer Bay television, it was on national television, Safer Bay, their morning program. So she was telling them that, how can Buhari just quickly now announce that he's going to treat his own people like Boko Haram? Meanwhile, what they are doing in Kaduna is even worse than what they are doing here, because here all night the oil here is being remitted to federal government. She was even saying that if the federal government can't they give these boys them a license to be able to do or build what they call modular refinery, that they can be able to refine oil in this side. Why is it that anything that happens to this side, they have to use force? Yesterday, the Minister of Information, Lai Mohammed, because since he has been hiding his face, we're supposed to have sacked that man, because yesterday he was saying in television that say Buhari is handling the issue of Fulani henchman in a silent manner. Duma was saying that, how can you say you're dealing with issues of Fulani henchman in a silent manner? How can you do it in a silent manner? Then, but you want to bring army and everything to come and deal with people of Niger Delta. Even in this morning, as they were discussing about the issue of Niger Delta, they were training the Nigerian army on how to swim. They were showing on television this morning where they are showing to train the Nigerian army, the Hausa Fulani there, that had to swim so that they can be able to enter the river to be able to deal with our people. They were showing them on television this morning how they were doing training on how to swim, because most of them are from the northern side of this country. So what I'm saying is that this is not just because these people are after us. And I'm calling my brothers in the United States, everybody now should open his eyes. Radio Diaspora is a platform that everybody now can be able to hear his view, what is happening in his community, what is happening around where you are living. You make sure you report it, because these people, they are after us. They want to kill us. They want to take what belongs to us by force. But we are calling every day, we never allow them, because God knows that Nigeria has expired. And as it has expired, Nigeria is going to be divided into pieces according to the region. And Biafra is the first people to go on this country called Nigeria. Okay, let me stand by and listen to my fellow Biafras.
Yes, thank you very much.
I bless you and your family and my members of IPOB, our director of state, COC, and all of us of freedom. I pray.
Ise, and may God bless you as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? He's not talking. This is unbelievable. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Kennedy Carlos.
Let's go ahead. You are listening to the radio. Please turn the radio off. Talk to me via the phone. You'll be hearing yourself later.
I'm not having radio. I thank you so much. I'm calling from Manchester. Thank you very much, because there was a guy that called and was trying to be over jealous. overzealous in the sense that he wants to ask you if there is another action they can take. And I was so proud the way you answered him the question. And one thing that makes me so happy about you is that when I pray, I ask God, God, please help Senafo to be in a situation where God's own wisdom will control him. And God is using that. God is doing that greatly in you. Because I could remember when you started on the air, the way you used to answer people, the way you used to handle some questions, but now you are doing it excellently well. And that is the prayer I pray, that God will give you wisdom to handle it, and you are doing it so greatly. And another thing is that the strategy the Radio Biafra are using is so great that nobody, you guys have never allowed anybody to control you or to tell you what to do, because there is a platform on this Radio Biafra. I'm so much happy about it. Nobody can push Radio Biafra to do things their own way, because Radio Biafra had already planned where they are going to handle this issue. And you are just doing marvelously well about it. Thank you so much.
You are kind. Thank you very much.
More grit to your elbow. More grit to your elbow, Chemepo, because your wisdom is not the wisdom of man, rather the wisdom of God. You are using every wisdom that God has given to you, irrespective of whoever that call you on telephone. Being a graduate, being whatever, academically, God is using you. You are a very great instrument of God. And I pray that God will continue to increase that wisdom for you to know how you can handle every question thrown to you. God is going to bless you, Chemepo, for you are sowing a very big seed, and you are going to reap that seed. You will live to reap that seed. Your children will live to reap that seed. Your relative will live to reap that seed, because it's a good seed.
Thank you very much, you too, and all IPOB family members around the world. Thank you.
No matter whatever that is happening, we are moving forward. We are moving forward, and Nigeria are trying to, they have continued to expose themselves. I wrote in the Facebook, I said, every weapon fashioned against Biafra shall not prosper. And somebody replied, he said, do you mean every weapon shall not prosper? And another guy said, leave that young man. He knew what he meant. And I said it as well. And I said,
of course,
every weapon fashioned against the zoo must surely prosper.
And I say, you say
it
to that.
It must surely prosper.
Amen.
I said it, and I still maintain it. And I'm seeing it. So, whichever, more grace to your elbow. God will continue to protect you and guide you. There was a time I called, this is my second time calling Radio Biafra. I told you that I saw a big head, but this head have no nose. It has no nose, it has no mouth, but it's filled with eyes. And that eyes on that big head is the eye that is watching you on whatever you are doing. And even seeing what you yourself as a human being cannot be able to see. God is on your side. Continue doing what you are doing. Irrespective of whatever challenges that come to you, God is going to give you the strength, the power to overcome them. And I say, God, who has started this journey with Radio Biafra, will bring it to an end, to our own victory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you, and may his servant ever depart from you and your family. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. Next caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, you have called before. Can you talk now? Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, you chair. It's Chris Yoko from London again.
Right. Good afternoon.
I was just going to.
Yes, go ahead. What is happening? Are you somewhere where there's no network? Can you hear me? I am waiting. Can you hear me? No. It appears there is an issue with that line or that call. The next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
My name is Chidoke. I'm calling from Ilocha.
Thank you.
I don't think that I want to congratulate you for the good work you are doing for the world of Biafra. I came here to take care of them and protect you. Hello?
Thank you, you too. Thank you. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I want to tell you about our radio station and the work that you are doing today.
Are you saying you are not receiving Radio Biafra?
Yes, from Igota. This morning I tried to get information because of the cost.
Have you tried again? Because from here there is nothing wrong. I can tell you.
I checked it even now before I called your number.
Well, we have to look into it. I don't know what the issue may have been. And it might be an isolated case with Igwocha. We have to look into that. And, of course, I hope our engineers are listening to indeed do something about it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hopefully by the next edition of the program in the evening, everything will be up and running. Thank you very much. Next caller, can you hear me? I am coming back to you again.
Good afternoon, Chair. Ms. Chris, again. I was going to say that it was excellently you dealt with the gentleman who spoke to you about leaving his business to join the army. You dealt with it excellently as though you rehearsed what you were going to say. It was well put, quite frankly. And the gentleman that spoke to you a few weeks ago alluded to that fact. But that aside, I was going to comment on what happened at the appeal court today. Like we have always said, we must remain calm and resolute. I have often said time and time again that the federal government of Nigeria has lost in every conceivable way. They have lost the moral argument, the political, and the legal argument. They have been trying everything humanly possible to find a way to nail our leader Nnamdi Kanu. They haven't been able to find anything because they haven't found any shred of evidence to convict him. If that's the word. Notwithstanding that the court he has been appearing, it's all kangaroo courts. Anybody who has got an idea about law could not actually begin to believe that a court, a well-constituted court, didn't have the file for a case which they themselves adjourned.
And they were proud. My brother, they were proud to announce it that there was no case file.
It's incredible. It's incredible, unbelievable. But you know, they are making a mockery of themselves and Nigeria and the legal system. And the matters now, the world is watching. All those people, apologists of Nigeria, will now believe to begin to say, what is going on? I'm sure they must be embarrassed. The people who defend them, they must be embarrassed. Because no country does this kind of nonsense. It is just unbelievable. But you know what? Look, everybody knows the game they try to play here. Nobody just make the mistake to think that everything is against us. There is the federal government and all its organs of government. Whether it's the lower court or the high court, we mustn't trust any of them at all. Court of Appeal, the Supreme Court, they are all in the pocket of Muhammad Buhari. They are under his command. He decides what to say, what they should say, or what they shouldn't say. So we must really, really not fall into the trap. As of yesterday, I understand they have now taken Nnamdi Kanu and others to the ICC. They are telling the whole thing. What a nonsense. They are now playing victim.
It's ridiculous. It's childish, isn't
it? Totally ridiculous.
Very childish.
But you know what? The ICC is all controlled by Nigeria.
Exactly.
Or African, for that matter. So, it is good. Let's go there. So, the evidence, as they say, law, will speak for themselves. Not to worry about it. If they have discovered 50 bodies, who are these 50 bodies? Nigeria hasn't got the technology, or they claim they don't have technology. The world, those who have technology, will be able to identify, even if those people have decomposed beyond recognition, even if they are bones, they should be able to find out who those people that they found in the pit. They will be able to find out who these people are. But it is only is a way to attack IPOB, a terrorist organization.
Yeah, but my brother, sorry, isn't it curious that even Boko Haram has not been taken to ICC?
Isn't
it curious and ridiculous that these headsmen have not been taken to ICC?
It's unbelievable. Terrible. It's unbelievable. But we must be defended. And you know what? You are excellent in every show. I couldn't fault you, and nobody should. You have grown into this position, and rightly so. You're rightly so. And you know what? Keep it going. I don't listen to Jackie. Bless you. Everybody's wishing you well.
You're kind. Thank you very much. God bless you too, and family.
Wishing you well. Good luck, okay? Good luck. We're all listening, and we're all with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you and family.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward, and we are asking all IPOB5 members, wherever they are, not to be deterred, because we expected this back and forth game by the Nigerian government. They are already exposing themselves. They are becoming victims of their own plot. And what is left for it to be done or to be accomplished is for the international community to make their own response, because they are ridiculing themselves even in the eyes of the media. There were foreign observers that came to that court today, and it is very unfortunate. And we understand as well that the court officials are not necessarily the people who are responsible for this, but it is on the orders of Muhammad Buhari that all these things are happening. And we begin to imagine what Buhari will do by the time he finishes his 4-year term in office. We told you that Muhammad Buhari, as the so-called Nigerian number one citizen, is a dent on democracy. He is the greatest accident in human history. By the time he finishes, he would have destroyed the judiciary, destroyed the legislature, destroyed everything you can think of, including the economy. Nigerians are crying, and we are saying that this is just the beginning. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes,
hello?
Can you hear me? Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Uche Zonye. I'm calling from Scotland, United Kingdom.
Uche Zonye, I thought you had called before.
No, I'm not called today.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, Massimo, thank you so much for your job well done. I heard today that our director, Mazin Nandikano, went to court, and the court was postponed. We are not surprised about the zoo. That's why our director, Mazin Nandikano, before he was arrested and put to jail, he said it that Nigeria is a zoo. Really, Nigeria is a zoo. That's a very good definition. How can somebody be remanded in court for several times? You are not happy. They are trying to play a game. But I strongly believe that they're going to fail because all eyes on them. So I urge all the Biafrans worldwide, all the IPOB members to remain resolute because Nigerians are looking for, they are looking for accusation to level against us. Last week they said we are arrogant. Yes, we have to be arrogant because freedom is not voluntarily given by the oppressors. It must be asked by oppressors by force. So the way they are planning the games and the way they are planning things is very, 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 very bad. How can they be reminding our director? They always try to find one excuse, one thing or the other. But I pray that Chukwuoke Abiama, that we worship, they must surely fail. No weapon fashioned against Mazi Nnamdi Kanu shall prosper.
He say.
Mazi Mefo, I stand by for other people to speak. I never called today. I'm just at work. I'm working, but I just took time. I just took 30 minutes break to make sure that I called and contribute my views.
Right. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's call her on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes, go ahead. I can hear my voice in the background. Turn the radio off or move away from it. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I am hearing you. The world is listening. Go ahead. Unbelievable. I don't know what's going on. He has dropped and we are moving forward. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Good afternoon, my deputy director.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, my deputy director. Good afternoon, my fellow Biafran. Good evening and good morning, depending wherever you are. May God bless all of you, especially Hardcore Biafran. Whenever you are, in the lover of freedom and the lover of death. My name is Chibike Uwadeju, calling from Odesu, Anambra, Biafra land, this afternoon. I have everything that's still on today in the secret from Nigeria. That is not a surprise to us. At the end, I must say. That is why no one is watching them, and they know that terrorist Muhammad Buhari has flattered the democracy. There is nothing like a democracy in the UK, Nigeria. Buhari is a dictator. He sits on judiciary. He sits on everything in Nigeria. Nothing is going on in Nigeria. I can tell you that Osama bin Laden became the terrorist Muhammad Buhari. So, my fellow Biafrans, let us remain resilient. Let us remain resilient. Last night that I heard that the UK, Nigeria, filed a case against us. So, I verify how my people are doing. They have already claimed themselves. I tell you, as it was in the day of Daniel, that the people of here find everything to file against Daniel, but at the end they fail. That is how they are going to fail in our leader man, the family, and the ICA. Because the Nigeria DC has no peace against our leader. Our leader is not a freedom fighter. He is fighting for the freedom of his people. He didn't wrong anybody. He didn't kill anybody. ICA is a global wide world. Everybody knows us as a people. He registered in everywhere, everybody knows bad person. But I will tell you, my fellow Biafrans, they have said, what people who are Jama want from us, our resolution. Let us remain resolute to the end. You know what our leader said? I will never forget the word of our leader. He said, you see all the time, but at the end, Jaffa will come. And that is what I believe. Now, the Boko Haram that the third year threat came to the far north and they import their bodies into Jaffa land. Another adjustment, ICAB. So, now this can occur. I don't know, I didn't say that I've already had the machine that tells the machine that tells somebody, and they know that this one is from outer land, this one is from the outer land, and this one is from the river land. I didn't say that there is a machine that tells the police. And they know where the dead body comes from. So these people are really ridiculing themselves. I will say them, I will start with failure. I will start have no faith. They want to fight faith against children of God, they have failed. Everything you see, it is against yourself. I will start playing Alamad. Because maybe I will start playing Alamad is the terrorist. My deputy director, God is with us, and we are winning. Thank you very much. Carry on.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward, but we will be having a break in the next couple of minutes and come back later in the evening, which is our flagship program. We are still on this morning's edition of the program, reporting issues affecting us as a people at the Federal High Court of Izuka, Nigeria, and then the Appeal Court. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
I'm Ezekiel calling from Onisha.
Thank you. Go ahead. Unbelievable. They have dropped. I don't know whether it's the network system in that zoo called Nigeria, but we are moving forward. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. Once again, we're back in a minute. Yes, can you hear me? Next call on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Semefo.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. This is Emabuze calling from Vienna, Austria.
Thank you, go ahead.
My brother, sometimes it wonders me if Nigeria is really a member of the Committee of Nations of this world. Because what happens there, I mean, it is unbelievable. How can a case of such magnitude, a case that almost every part of the world is interested in, be going in this way? Even the judiciary themselves, they have decided to rubbish themselves to the extent that, I mean, I could remember when the case in South Africa, the case of Pistorius, the guy, the cripple guy who shot his girlfriend. I mean, I knew the level of maturity the judiciary of South Africa showed to the world. But look at what this is doing.
Look at what this is.
Even those who are still calling themselves Nigerians, are they really seeing what this their country is doing to them? What kind of a thing is this? I mean, even we who are from there, when we continue to say things like this, the world will not. People might be thinking we when the director was saying this, people think he's lying. But just look at the whole situation now, exposing themselves, disgracing themselves to the lowest point.
It's unbelievable. Very, very unbelievable.
A case that is adjourned in the court of appeal, a court of higher jurisdiction to that level, even using the law to say that a case is not listed, is not even on the list. I mean, if such a thing could be happening to such a case of this magnitude, then what is the fate of Even the citizens of the country who nobody cares and listen to their voice? That is to tell you what people are seeing there. I mean, Nigerians should be blotted out of the list of the committee of nations of this world. That place is not a country.
But it is also the responsibility of the judiciary as an independent arbiter to uphold its own independence. Rather than allowing Muhammad to bribe members of that judiciary.
They have reduced themselves to nothing. Absolutely nothing. Look at what Tozo, what is he calling himself, what he is doing. And now look at what the whole court of appeal is doing. Now, is it even the Supreme Court that will even live up to their responsibility? I mean, this is very, very annoying. I have to thank you for the work you're doing. I mean, although it's still not time for us to thank ourselves, but we still have to encourage ourselves.
I use this
opportunity to encourage every dear friend. You know, the journey, as you always say, has just begun. Nobody should deter. Nobody should even think of going back because there is not even any need to think of such. We have just started.
Exactly.
And all of us will live to enter Biafra. It's not the same time. I know that God will do it. Almighty Father will do it. Which thank you for your work and I encourage you to do more.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are having a break and we'll be coming back at some point, precisely at 7 p.m. in the evening, and we are enjoying every Biafran to remain more than ever before resolute, because the journey has just begun. The Nigerian judiciary, Nigerian system as a whole is out there to frustrate Biafrans to indeed break our resolve, but they cannot succeed because ever before they started, we know where they are going. And therefore, this is a clarion call to all IPOB5 members around the world, all Biafrans, all friends of Biafra from around the world, to remain more than ever before dedicated to the cause and quest for the restoration of Biafra. They will all be victims of their own plots, as they are already becoming. They are exposing themselves to the whole world, and the world is taking notice. There is no hope for the common man in the zoo called Nigeria. The judiciary that is now the last hope of the common man is being bastardized by Muhammad Buhari through intimidation and bribery. And it is the responsibility of these members of the judiciary to stand up and be counted. You need to maintain and defend the independence of judiciary. Otherwise, that is the end of you. The world is watching. The world is beaming satellite on the zoo called Nigeria. And we, Biafrans, are not relenting. Our human rights must be protected. Our human rights must be respected. That is what we are asking for. Nothing else, nothing more. We are moving forward, and indeed, there is nothing anybody born of man, there is nothing anybody or group of people born of flesh can do about it. Once again, this is a live broadcast and a special live coverage this morning from London, and indeed, it has gone with some degree of certainty to the ends of the earth. This is on occasion of the appeal court, of course, hearing that we went for, and unfortunately, they gave us date for today, but when we got there, the case was not listed, and that is a slap in the face of every right-thinking human being, all men and women of goodwill and of conscience around the world, and indeed against the international community. It is a huge slap and shock on the conscience of the international community, and it is left for them to stand up and be counted. We continue to ask God Almighty to indeed continue to redeem himself to us, to continue to fulfill his promises to us, that he will never forget us nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in his name, that he do it for us. We ask him to continue to envelop our dynamic with his presence, to continue to incapacitate the activities of the enemies, to continue to render powerless the enemies who are plotting day and night to undo our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to indeed break his resolve. We ask you to go before him, go with him, go behind him, and contend with those who contend with him, fight against those who fight against him, both spiritually and physically, wherever they are gathering. It is their right to gather, but in the end they will scatter, whether they are in the air, on the land, or in the sea. Continue to set confusion into their midst, as we can see that confusion is very much alive. Continue to set confusion in the corridors of power in Abuja. Continue to set confusion among Buhari and his murderous Nigerian security agents and all those who are working for him against Biafran people. Continue to expose them. They will never know peace, because there is no peace for the evil ones. This is your sincerely at this particular point in time signing off. I'll be temporarily. We're back in the evening, precisely by 7 p.m. For me, from here, it is good afternoon.
I fight for freedom. We are living in the prison of our own creation, but we love the real mother nation. We wonder why discrimination every day. The world of the poor and the one of the rich.
You are fighting with God, I am fighting with love. I'm showing you love, you are showing me. You can see monkey and donkey, they are not the same.
See your Rasta man, he not tell you how I feel. In a million, they don't make a piece of
it. Yes, yes, see, I can take it, no more. Say the skin is getting too far.
Freedom song, and together we stay for the land.
Oh, my God.